It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And we're pleased to be joined on this Wednesday morning by Eric Porter. Eric is a vice president and commercial lender with ESB Financial. Eric, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Ron?
Doing good today. Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here. And we want to, well, talk about credit scores here today. You see a lot advertised about this, the good, the bad, and Eric is into kind of defog, you know, the credit score information for us this morning, Eric.
Yeah, well, if you've been watching any of the NFL playoffs, you have probably seen Taylor Swift's boyfriend, a.k.a. Travis Kelce, and some Experian commercials talking about credit scores and credit reports. And some people may be wondering what the heck that is. So I wanted to talk today about something related to that. Credit scores affect almost everyone. Many people don't often realize how important it is to have a good credit score, but it really can impact everything you do. If you're thinking about applying for a credit card, getting a loan, or buying a house, you're going to want to know what your credit score and credit situation is.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more, Eric, about how our credit score is determined.
Yeah, so the primary pieces that determine your credit score are your payment history, which means how consistent you are with paying your bills on time, your credit utilization rate, which means the amount of credit you have used compared to the amount of credit that you have available, the length of your credit history, the types of credit you have, and any new credit accounts that you may have opened.
Now, if we would need, Eric, to maybe try to improve our credit score, how might we do that?
Well, first and foremost, you always want to make sure you pay your bills on time. Lenders want clients who pay when expected. On-time payments show up on your credit report, and those will raise your credit score. Vice versa, any late payments and how far overdue you are with those late payments will ultimately lower your score. Your goal should be to keep your loan balances low, not approach or exceed any credit card limits you have, and not owe money to a large number of creditors. Lastly, the longer the credit history, the better. In general, longer credit history will help increase your score. If you're just getting started and need to take out a loan, come talk to us, talk to a banker, talk to a financial advisor about the best ways to approach establishing some credit.
All right, good tips there. What about finding out exactly what our credit score is, Eric?
So you can actually, the government provides the ability for any person to pull each credit report from the three main credit reporting agencies, which are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. The easiest way to do that is to go to www.annualcreditreport.com, and you can pull each one of those reports for free once a year annually. That's actually a law that Congress passed some years back. So we encourage people to check that report regularly, look for errors, look for fraudulent activity, and if you do see those, report those right away, because any creditors are obligated to investigate into those if you report something as fraudulent.
All right, Eric, good credit score information for us here this morning. Do you have a money message?
Yes, we just want to encourage you to prepare for your next financial decision and be aware of your credit score. As always, we at ESB are here to help you have financial success. Feel free to contact any of our commercial lenders or personal bankers. You can find our contact information at our website at esbfinancial.com or give us a call at 620-342-3454.
Eric, good job. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Ron. Have a good day.
All righty. Eric Porter, Vice President, Commercial Lender, ESB Financial. They brought to you Managing Your Money. ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.